The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1975, a day before dropping the abandoned space station Salyut 3 out of orbit and into Earth's atmosphere, Soviet space officials ordered the station to fire its onboard weaponry in a remote-controlled test. There was no target for Salyut 3 to fire upon, and the weapon, a simple anti-aircraft gun, was not steerable, meaning that the orientation of the entire station had to be altered to aim it. Not that the Soviets were the only ones using space for military purposes. Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off on this day in 1985 on one of the shortest flights of the shuttle program, only 3 days, with a classified Defense Department payload on board.
We have main engine start, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition, and liftoff. Liftoff of Discovery, the first flight totally dedicated to Department of Defense mission. And it's cleared the tower.
Tower clear. The vehicle now turning around to the proper azimuth. Go down track on this flight.
Discovery's launch was repeatedly delayed due to concerns over ice forming on the launch pad and the vehicle, a problem that would come back to haunt NASA in the worst way, almost exactly 1 year later. In 1986, the planet Uranus was finally glimpsed through something other than a telescope on Earth.
Voyager 2, the amazing robot spacecraft that was launched 8.5 years ago and just kept on going, passed yet another milestone today as it became the first spacecraft to fly past the planet Uranus.
Voyager 2 made its closest pass of the distant lopsided planet, though some scientists were disappointed to find the planet's blue-green clouds completely obscuring any detail that might have been visible in the atmosphere. The moons of Uranus were far more fascinating, and 10 new moons were discovered. In 2004, the second Mars exploration rover bounced to a safe landing on Mars, even though its airbag-covered landing pod came to rest on its side. Opening the pod corrected the problem, and Opportunity rolled onto the Martian surface, ready for remote-controlled diagnostics before it was turned loose to explore.
Weather today at the landing site is expected to be fairly mild, with temperatures averaging about minus 15 degrees C, and there is no chance of rain today. Current velocity is 12,193 miles per hour.
Parachute deploy has been detected.
We have positive indication of parachute deploy. Currently at an altitude of 18,000 feet. At this time, the radar should be active. We expect that the radar will lock up onto the ground. The airbags will inflate approximately 20 seconds from now. Current altitude 5,000 feet, 168 miles per hour. 4,000 feet.
Radar solution, Matrix 21.
The radar has a positive lock on the ground. We have a retro rocket firing solution. Retro rocket ignition on my mark. Mark. We have confirmation. Awaiting confirmation of positive signals bouncing
on the ground. Seeing it on the LTP. We have a very
strong signal in the
exhaust
channel.
We're on Mars, everybody.
Oh, look at this!
I'm just blown away by this. I will attempt no science analysis because it looks like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
Born on this day in 1917, actor Ernest Borgnine. Klaus Nomi was born on this day in 1944, and John Belushi was born in 1949. In 1981, there was no longer a Time Lady on the TARDIS. Actress Lala Ward made her final appearance as Romana in Part 4 of the Doctor Who story Warrior's Gate, taking K-9 with her.
Made it! Quick, inside! What's the matter?
I'm not coming with you.
Inside! That's an order!
No more orders, Doctor. Goodbye.
What? Well, what a moment to choose!
But it is, isn't it? A moment to choose. I've got to be my own Romana.
And we need a Time Lord.
Goodbye, Doctor.
No, wait, there's something else. K-9, he'll be all right with you behind the mirrors.
I'll take care of him.
I'll miss you. You were the noblest Romana of them all!
In 1997, Ace Rimmer returned to Red Dwarf, but this time he was trying to recruit the cowardly Hologram Rimmer as his replacement.
Ani,
I want you to become the next Ace Rimmer. I mean it, Ani.
Are fevered ranting is one of your symptoms?
The universe needs a chap to look up to, someone to right wrongs, and just generally be brave, handsome, and all around magnificent.
And you think I'm your man?
It's your destiny, Ani.
What, to wind up looking like a reject from a gay pride disco?
You're just afraid, old son. Afraid that you're not good enough. You've always wanted to play the hero.
I'm not you. I think we established that in your last visit.
And in 2013, having purchased Lucasfilm from George Lucas, Disney announced that J.J. Abrams would be directing the eagerly anticipated Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing, prone seeker. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and prone to spiral pain.